This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Kansas City native Samantha Fish says veering into different shades of blues and roots music with each new album release keeps her creativity sharp. The now New Orleans resident has been a darling of blues music critics since her first release on Roof Records 7 years ago. Ahead of her show tomorrow night at the Castle Theater in Bloomington, Fish tells GLT's John Norton via Skype she was well aware of her hometown's reputation growing up, which helped inspire her own music.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Kansas City's there's such a steep tradition there, and it's a great blues town in a lot of ways, jazz and blues, there was a jam scene. I mean, you could go out every night and play with some really incredible top-notch blues players, and so I think just having access to that almost on a daily basis. And then also there was a club that I frequented a lot called Knuckleheads that had a lot of national acts come through, and I would just kind of go and soak up that kind of live music experience up close. It was, you know, that really was, you know, formative for me.
Do you remember being at Knuckleheads and being especially impressed with an artist or two that maybe inspired you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I saw, like, you know, Michael Burks and Tab Benoit, and, you know, there was a lot of country and rockabilly and Americana, not, you know, as well as blues stuff. It's kind of an all well-rounded honky-tonk.
What's the Kansas City music scene like today?
You know, I've been out of it for a minute, so I'm not exactly positive, but I know that there's some really great bands coming out there. I mean, my sister's there, so she's amazingly talented, and she's been playing in Kansas City. I mean, there's a lot of great local bands there.
GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. The song is called American Dream from the new album by Samantha Fish. It's called Belle of the West. You mentioned you live in New Orleans now. What's the draw down there? The lively music scene, warm weather? What?
I think the palm trees definitely helped.
Doesn't hurt, does it?
And also, most of my band is out of New Orleans, so logistically it was definitely a good thing to move to. And also just to come home and be inspired by things off of the road. I don't know. I've been drawn to this place for about 5 years now, and just decided to make the jump.
What's it been like in New Orleans? Has it been everything that maybe you thought it might be?
Yeah, I mean, really, it's a jumping off point for touring. I spend most of my time on the road right now, but when I come home, there's a lot of opportunity to record and write, and then just go, you know, experience live music on pretty much on a daily basis. If you want to go out and get inspired, you could do it that way, or just, you know, taking the scenery of the city is pretty inspiring in and of itself.
Yeah, there's like a band or a musician on every corner, at least in the French Quarter and other places, right?
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah. So is that inspirational in itself?
I think so. I think just having music around you all the time is something that's helpful. And, you know, and then I can kind of steal away and go to my, you know, into my quiet quarters and get creative.
So any of that second line stuff, any of that, you know, big brassy jazz band stuff, is that going to seep into your music anytime soon?
You know, right now I have a horn section out of this city. You know, when we did Chills and Fever, we brought New Orleans horns to that Detroit kind of R&B sound. And, you know, so the horns have been a part of the band for over a year now. And as far as like second line type stuff, I mean, I'm kind of got my, you know, things I work, my paths that I work through. We're kind of like in the rock and roll, Americana, soul, blues category. I don't know how much second line can pop in there, but, you know, I'm sure certain aspects of the city are going to rub off on the music in some ways. You never know.